This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Gillette's coal-fired power plant still active, one of the other three locations in the running to house the Natrium nuclear reactor would make a more logical choice, according to Campbell County Commissioner Rusty Bell. After a listening session with the two companies behind the proposed reactor, the selection of that location will be made in the next few months. The Campbell County Commission has set another vote on the 20th for the possible affiliation between Campbell County Health and UC Health after Campbell County Health held an informational workshop with commissioners last week to address their concerns. The Gillette Planning and Zoning Commission has voted to recommend the rezoning of about 63 acres of land outside the Western Skies subdivision so that it can be used for grazing rather than building new homes. The City Council voted yes on the first reading of the request. There will be two more subsequent readings. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gusty winds and low relative humidity values could lead to near critical fire weather conditions across the area today as a cold front moves through. A slight chance of showers is expected today, with storms expected tomorrow through midweek, a few of which could be severe. The city of Gillette has used a record amount of water in the last few months, up over a third from last year. Currently, the city has enough capacity to where it's not considering implementing restrictions like it has had to in previously dry summers. 307 Horse Racing is the subject of a lawsuit filed by Wyoming Horse Racing, alleging that the live horse racing operator colluded with Camplex to prevent the facility from honoring its contractual obligations to Wyoming Horse Racing, causing them to shut down off-track betting in Gillette. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.